This is Anne-Marie Panarinkin, the Voice of OC's food columnist. You can follow me online at voiceofoc.org. When I want the best in food and entertainment news, outside of Orange County, of course, I tune in to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And thank you, Anne-Marie Panarinkin, and we are back. It is hour two of the SoCal Restaurant Show. Happily, we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the now-open Calico Fish House on Pacific Coast Highway in Huntington Beach, will be joining us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. And among other things, we're going to be talking about California halibut, which he recently introduced me to. We do appreciate you tuning in. We're all over social media. We just like to give you more information. So website's easy. It's SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet if you like, and many of you do, at SoCal Restaurant. And for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram too, at SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Pizzaiola Ahmed Jamal Butler is waiting in the wings, and I want to bring him back to talk about his participation in Long Beach Black Restaurant Week, which starts tomorrow. Ahmed, thanks for hanging in there.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Well, believe me, based on your pizza, it is definitely my pleasure. You're going to be popping up during Long Beach Black Restaurant Week, I believe Tuesday afternoon. Can you give our listeners details about where they can find you? Because not only can they enjoy some of your delicious pizza, but also I think they get the opportunity to be able to enjoy some craft beer. So tell us all about it, if you will.
Yeah. So we'll be on Tuesday. We'll be at Trademark Brewery in Long Beach, along with a few other vendors. And we will be serving our pizzas. We'll have all of our signatures out that day. We'll be out from, I believe it's 4 to 9, if I'm not mistaken. It's going to be a great time. We'll be out there just representing, letting people know, you know, what it is that we do. It's going to be fun.
Oh, definitely it's going to be fun, Jamal. Can you preview a couple of the pizzas that you're going to bring just to tempt people? Because we want to give them more, you know, maximum motivation to be able to appear during your residency at Trademark Brewing Company next Tuesday.
So we're going to break out the signatures, sort of the ones that I was just sort of telling you about, the ones we did on KTLA. The kale, mushroom, and goat cheese, like I was saying, super good, super savory. We're going to do our bougie, which is like, you know, it's one of our main ones. People come to us, like we actually tried to take it off the menu once, and people weren't having it. They were like, oh, no.
You heard about it.
Yeah, we heard about it for sure, you know, which was refreshing because, you know, a lot of times you don't realize that how much people are paying attention. And, you know, you make a move like that, and they're like, oh, no, we're watching. Like, we need that one back. So we'll have all of our signatures out. And, it's going to be a good time. Just come on out and come taste it. You'll see.
Jamal, outside of Long Beach Black Restaurant Week, which runs next week, you do sometimes pop up regularly at another brewery that is in San Pedro. If some of our listeners possibly miss you next week, but are intrigued and, you know, want to try the pizza from Miller Butler, give us some of those details, because even though that other brewery is not in Long Beach, it's a wonderful craft brewery, and for people that don't know it, it's certainly something to discover.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're actually based in San Pedro, and we want to thank the Long Beach food and beverage people for reaching out to us. Because, you know, I don't know if you know the area, but San Pedro is a bit of an island. We're a little too far south for Los Angeles, and, you know, people don't like to jump over the bridge sometimes to come to San Pedro from Long Beach. But we are definitely, you know, we're harbor sister cities, and so we're super thankful that they reached out to us to participate. But Brewery West is a wonderful brewery down here in San Pedro, If you don't know about it, you need to know about it. Come down. They have a lot of delicious beers, and we are there pretty regularly on Wednesdays. They do trivia night, and those are fun nights with the pizzas. We were out there last night as well, and we'll be out there again in a couple weeks. Next week, we're actually going to be just in Long Beach. We're going to do Trademark on Tuesday, and then on Saturday, we're going to be at Wide Eyes Open Palms, which is on 4th and Cherry, if you know the Long Beach area. They're a wonderful couple who have a beautiful little cafe. They do coffees and like baked goods and a lot of different things. And so we'll be there from 4 to 8 on Saturday. And like I said, the best way to find out about what we're doing is through our Instagram. And so, yeah, we'll be in Long Beach all next week. And I think we even have a private party out there with the Long Beach Museum folks as well next week. So, yeah, Brewery West is a great place to find us. That's sort of our home right now. The beer is great. The pizza is great. You know, come to San Pedro. It's a wonderful part of Los Angeles. It's a hidden gem. A lot of people don't really know about it, but we have a lot of great stuff going on down here.
Well, and Jamal, some good food and more good restaurants all the time. And Brewery West is in a very interesting historic building. Say goodbye, you might just mention that building because that's kind of an attraction, too, to be able to see all of that. It definitely has been there for a while.
Yes, yeah. It's the warehouse district down at the harbor. It's right between the USS Iowa and the USS Lane Victory. It's right, and you know, they have the fish markets are down there as well. It's a 22nd Street Landing, another classic restaurant, seafood restaurant is down there as well. It's a beautiful location, huge open warehouse, a big, beautiful courtyard for you to come sit out in the sun and have your beer. On the weekend, there's a swap meet crafted. Market is there. A lot of local makers sell their goods out there. So it really is a great day. You come down, you can really see a lot of stuff and have great pizza, good beer, shop. You know, it really is a jewel here in Los Angeles that a lot of people need to know more about.
Ahmad, I think we're just helping spread the good word. One more time on your Instagram handle.
So our Instagram handle is at MillerButler_SP. We post everything we're doing, and then we also post a lot of cool stuff. Our baby girl, of course, she's 1 year old. She gets a lot of mentions on there as well. And find out what we're doing, and we'd love to see you out.
Now, before we close, Jamal, just very briefly, how did you and Jelana get into all of this? Because for you, it was a bit of a career change. Been in hotel hospitality previously.
Yeah, for sure. I've been a bartender for 15 years, and then I sort of promoted up to food and beverage manager in the at one of the Marriott's in the LAX corridor. And, you know, when the pandemic hit, my wife was a private chef for a Lakers player at the time, and the season closed down, the hotels closed down. We ran off to get married before City Hall closed down, and, you know, we're sitting at home for the next 3 months just making raviolis and pastas. I mean, that was a really wonderful time for us, really. And then, you know, the money ran out, and it's like, well, what are we going to do? And we were like, hey, we could keep doing what we're doing now. You know, we started hand rolling and selling pasta. And then we got into, we had a little uni pizza oven, and we just set up outside right in front of our house. And we started making and selling pizzas. And, it's been a wonderful ride. It's, you know, we learned so much about our community when we were selling pizzas on the block. And now we're doing it on everybody's block, you know. So it's been a wonderful experience.
Well, Ahmad, what's really wonderful about what you and Jelana are doing at Miller Butler is this is all grassroots, and the word of mouth on your pizzas and pastas is just really incredible because that's how I first heard about you before I knew that you were going to be part of Long Beach Black Restaurant Week. So to be able to do something like that you know, there's nothing phony about it. It's right. word of mouth from customers that are so enthusiastic about what you and your wife are doing that they want to tell the world. That must be pretty satisfying.
It really is. It's really exciting and satisfying. We've really become part of the community around here because of it as well. And I'm just so proud of my wife for, you know, she's actually kind of stepped. She was the chef, you know, and she sort of handed that role to me, and she sort of stepped back and became the marketing agent, you know, and really got the word out, and the response has been wonderful. You know, it's just really, really is amazing, and it's just like so eye-opening, and it's just something we're really proud of, and that's how we want to continue to grow this business as well. You know, we want to keep it organic and keep the word of mouth spreading, and, you know, it's about the food. It's about the food, the community, and so as long as we keep creating a quality product, the people are going to keep coming for it, and so that's what we're going to do.
Amen to that. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Miller Butler, pizzaiola Ahmad Jamal Butler, and his wife, who is the chef, but Ahmad is the pizzaiola, that being Jelana Nadine Miller, part of Long Beach Black Restaurant Week, and you can see them Tuesday from 4:30 to 9 p.m. at Trademark Brewing with some of the other participants and also get some wonderful craft beer. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, Senior Editor Farley Elliott of Eater LA. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.